Hello, everyone. I'm just checking if a mic is working. Great, it is. Tufts WMFO in Medford. So this is Cape Overland, and I'm about to start. I'm sorry for starting a little bit late, but I think I'm going to try to start at like 12:05 or maybe like 12:03 from now on, just because I don't know if it's going to be somebody before me in the studio, and I'm not really allowed to go in if there's still somebody in there. Right, so this is semester two, and I'm so happy that we can be back in the studio. It's really, really nice. So here we go. This is going to be Cape Overland. I'm just going to set some final things up, just with the wirings for my computer. Which one is aux? Right, Tufts WMFO in Medford. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Cape Overland. After a short hiatus, I am glad to say that the show is back on air, and I will be in the studio every Monday nights from midnight to 1 a.m. Thank you to everyone who listened to my mixes. The first ones were really kind of iffy, since I messed up some volume controls, but eventually they sounded okay. However, nothing compares to being back in the studio and being able to play songs live for y'all. I'm so happy to be back. It's just so much nicer to be here. Right, so for possible new listeners, I like to play a single artist per show and analyze some of their music a little bit, especially based on how it changes or evolves from album to album. As a short recap, here are the artists that have played on the show. I started with Caravan Palace, an awesome French electro swing band. Then I did Fox Stevenson, an unmatched vocal drum and bass producer. Then Avicii, a pioneer of electronic music whose death shook the entire world. Rest in peace, Avicii. And then Gorillaz, a wacky alternative rock band mixing funk, rap, and electronic music elements. It's not for the faint of art, musically speaking, but it's really awesome anyway. And finally, we have Ovik, probably one of my favorite music producers, who merges natural piano sounds with synths and effects called Glitch to make awesome songs. During the break, I continued my show and did mixes for the following four artists. AGR, one of Ryan's favorite bands that mixes pop elements and an heavy emphasis on vocals with electronic sampling. Tom Misch, a talented guitarist with a soulful voice. Haywire, a talented classically trained pianist turned producer, who is quite similar to Ovik but more focused on funk rather than glitch hop and electronic music. And finally, Daft Punk, a pioneer of house and electronic music that helped make EDM's fame what it is today. Whose recent breakup has left many fans in tears, me included. Since I'm somewhat disappointed in these mixes, I wanted to have this first show remain freeform and play some music from the four artists I mentioned before. Since I mentioned them first, let's go right into AGR with the first song I ever heard from them, which is gonna be Burn the House Down.
Watch it on the news, what you gonna do? I could hit refresh and forget, used to keep it cool. Keep it light, stay out of the fight. No one's gonna listen to me. If I write a song preaching what is wrong, will they let me sing on TV? Should I keep it light? Is that right? Let it go, walk into the show, gawking at the tricks of your sleeve. Too good to be truthful, I'm in a room full of entertainers and thieves. Used to let it go.
You got something to hide. We gon' burn the whole house. head low? Should I bite my tongue? Or should I march with every stranger from Twitter to get shit done? Used to hang my head low, now I hear it loud. Every stranger from Twitter is gonna burn this down.
Way up we go. Been up and down that road. Way up, oh no. We gon' burn the whole house down.
Watch me stay.
So that was Burn the House Down. I'm just checking how's the volume going. I think it was a little loud because I didn't realize the beginning of the song is quite quiet, but then goes really explosive. So this was Burn the House Down, 3 minutes and 32 seconds. AGR definitely has a unique, this is a really unique song with a really unique sound. Especially in the instantly recognized vocals that are backed by some really fun trumpet instrumentation and a really simple electronic drum backbeat. And in a lot of her song from AGR, they really have that like quite simple backbeat, which is just how the drums do it on like 2 and 4. It's just quite interesting, quite simplistic, and it pairs well with the overall like feel that AGR kind of wants to convey. The drums are kept mostly lower energy except for like the trumpet hits, where like each trumpet is accompanied by really fat low kicks, which makes the trumpet hits just that more much more powerful. And let's go into the next song from AGR. And so I've decided I'm going to play 2 songs from each of the artists I mentioned before. So this is the second song and only last song, but I may play one later. But anyway, this is Roll Muddles, 3 minute and 12 seconds.
3, 4.
All my role models are on TV for the wrong reasons. And I will unravel if you rip away my bed. Pieces would have never come so far without someone there to start it. Can I truly love the art when I kinda hate the artist? But all my role models are on TV for the wrong reasons. Wrong reasons. This time of year I'm feeling weird, might be allergies. Wanna move out, but when I move out, who'll be proud of me? Thought I was made from men that were great, put that crown on me. Thought I was made from Louis C.K. But all my role models are on TV for the wrong reasons. Pieces would have never come so far without someone there to start it. Can I truly love the art when I kinda hate the artist? But all my role models are on TV for the wrong reasons. Wrong reasons. I used to say just what's on my brain, 'cause you always did. You used to be so special to me, now you've taken it. Look at this mess, should I forget what you gave to me? Look at this mess, wake up Mr. West. 'Cause all my role models are on TV for the wrong reasons. And I will unravel if you rip away my best pieces. So far without someone there to start it. Can I truly love the art when I kinda hate the artist? But all my role models are on TV for the wrong reasons. Wrong reasons.
got someone there to start again. I truly love the art when I kinda hate the artist. But all my role models are on TV for the wrong reasons.
And that's going to be it for Royal Models, and that's going to be it for AJR in general. Just, that's just such an amazing song. AJR does, like, this both really high-energy song that we saw with Burn the House Down, but they also, like, have these much calmer and quieter sounds that we just heard with Royal Models. With, like, it's a really soulful gem. It's just really charming. The guitar strumming is just kept constant, but it's just works really, really well. It's simplistic. It's just got that really, really, really nice aesthetic. So that's, frankly, I think I just found that song today. I think I've heard it before, but I was re-looking through through AJR song, and I was like, wow, this song is amazing. But yeah, definitely a really amazing song. And even though we're really early into the show, I thought it would be really funny to do a PSA now, because I just found a really funny one. And so this one goes out to all the security folks doing security stuff right now. And it's, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. This was a message in the public interest from WMFO in Method, Tufts Educational Radio. And that's our little PSA for the security folks. Right, so definitely check AJR out if you like the two previous songs. They're amazing. And let's continue into natural instrumentalization with Tom Misch, the British guitarist slash songwriter whose vocals has an amazing tone. It's like instantly recognizable. It's got that really nice British accent. It's just really good vocals. So Tom Misch has released two albums, his debut Géographie, an amazing soulful album followed by White Kind of Music with a jazzier and less mainstream sound. I just said Geography in a really French accent. I don't know where that came from. Anyway, the first song is Lost in Paris, 3 minutes and 14 seconds. Issa wanted me to play another one, which is It Runs Through Me, but we're going to play Lost in Paris. Here we go.
I know that I need you now, key that I won't forget, but you're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
Lost in Paris. I hope that you're warm and safe, the memory that I can't replace, but you're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
It was over in a day, all the things I used to say, you kept to say. All the places we would go, all the songs we got to know, you. I know that I need you now, the key that I won't forget, but you're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
I hope that you're warm and safe, the memory that I can't replace, but you're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
Young, all in love in a lost place. Goddamn, got me running around in a rat race. Say grace, Lord, I fell in love with a small waist. Let me start, yeah, right, yeah, bang, shot me in my heart and it hurt case. She's so fly like a dove, that's a dove face. Don't know where she yet now, but this ain't her birthplace. Tom, don't tell her, but it's Paris for
I know
birthday.
That I need you now, the key that I won't forget, but you're lost in Paris. That I won't forget, but you're lost in Paris.
You're lost in Paris.
I hope that you're warm and safe, the memory that I can't replace, but you're lost in Paris.
Sax solo by Tom Misch's sister. Wait, that's a trumpet, never mind. And that's the amazing Lost in Paris by Tom Misch, which is a really, really good song. It's airy, it's floaty, and most importantly, it's full of soul. And that trumpet solo, I think it's a trumpet. I don't really know what it is. I can't really tell, but I'm pretty sure it's a trumpet at the end. That solo is just really nice, goes into the high notes with a lot of, like, little pitch changes that just makes those hell long notes just so much nicer for the ears. Right, and so that was from the first album, Geography. And then Tom Misch teams up with Yusuf Dayas, an amazingly talented drummer, to deliver What Kind of Music, the next album. And the songs are longer, usually slower, but the energy of the first album is let go for a soulful aura and like a jazzier, just a really different tone. It's really interesting and it's less mainstream for a lot of people. But still, a really, really good song. And we're gonna go into Knight Rider. Quite a thick bass right there.
When the night rider comes around, gotta pick up the dough. I ride low with the setting sun. Miss the days with the break of the drums. It's icy.
I forgot to hit my knees, yeah. Freddie Kane clocking overseas. Ice minus 4 degrees,
Sassy, round tree, sit your bitch on the brown tree. Niggas put rib diamonds and fake ass rollies, that's clown shit. Every whip I wish it the German made over Talkin. Super dope, my geek is more media, Robert Townsend and Pouncing. These niggas window shoppers, they browsing. Put that on BL, I put BBs in Mama Dow. They can understand it, this gangsta shit run the planet. Kept a cannon, even when I was down and out, I was wild. I just bless the track, so let it breathe, yeah. I need to lie, forgot to hit my knees, yeah.
Freddie Kane clocking overseas. Rapper of the years, fuck the nominee.
Harley, Corvette, I'll be chasing you down. It's a wrap so easily, so easily. Hopping on the dash, I'll be shaking you down. It's a wrap so easily, so easily.
And we float away with Knight Rider. What an amazing song by Tomish. The team up with Yusuf Deyes, who's a really talented drummer, especially with like those cross stick usage with like clap, 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 and as well as the hi-hat where he opens it up at just right moments. It's just really talented drumming in that song. And I also just realized that it played both Lost in Paris and Knight Rider, which both have a represent the UK rap scene, which is quite different from the US rap scene, where it's usually a bit more chill and less aggressive. But it also depends entirely of where you are. I think Tomish is from London, but I'm not entirely sure. Anyway, this was Tomish. I played Lost in Paris and Knight Rider. Issa wanted me to play what was it? It Runs Through Me. But unfortunately, I don't think I will. Maybe later. But anyway, this will be it for Tomish. After the soulful, natural instrumentation, I think we need to bring the energy back up. Knight Rider is amazing, but it's kind of like, we don't want to ride into the night, we need the energy to come back. And what better way to do this than some electronic funk? Here is Insight by Haywire. Funky keys, cool drums, an amazing piano solo. This song has it all. Enjoy Insight. We're gonna go back for another beat drop, but just a really, really talented piano solo that was right there with the arpeggiator with the Sims. Here we go, back into solos and cool stuff. to do a really cool transition and like transition into the brain work and transition into another song that I currently have playing on the turntable. But the turntable is turning and there is no sound. Just give me 1 second, and while we chill and I try to get that working, here's Never Count on Me by Haywire.
Guessing everything that I said. Everything that I said. I've been feeling kind of strange lately. I think I lost myself completely. Completely. Never count on me.
Oh, I think I got it. Ooh, that was loud. Oh, I think I got it, fortunately. So the next song will come from the turntable and might be from Caravan Palace.
Never count on me.
By Caravan Palace from a vinyl given to me by the amazing Diego. The lyrics go sunships, horios, but it's actually sunshine and something else. But anyway, Caravan Palace, amazing band. Here we go.
In myself, I'm looking for.
Oreos.
How can I?
I'm not allowed to sing.
Know what lies ahead if I don't go? I see a chance, I take it slow. And I know I just can't leave these things behind. Try to feel satisfied.
For. That was Moonshine, directly coming from a vinyl. I think the sound quality is amazing, and I kind of toyed with the high pass and low pass filters. Hopefully it wasn't too noticeable. They're really fun, but yeah. Anyway, we've done Haywire, just really cool artist too, and his last song was Never Count On Me, with an airy instrumentation and an interesting use of a vocoder. And if I say vocoder, everybody thinks of one band and one band only. If a vocoder is mentioned, then one immediately thinks of a band that defines its sound. Daft Punk. The band has announced the breakup last week of an unnecessarily sad video. Not cool, Daft Punk. Daft Punk, however, remains king of the early EDM days and permitted to bring the world's attention to EDM, letting it become the massive success that the industry has become today, as well as turning the trend of EDM artists wearing masks, imitated by famous artists like Deadmau5, Cassette, and more recently, Marshmello. Daft Punk has a super interesting musical history, starting out entirely electronic and evolving into more funk and natural instrumentations. Anyway, here is Discovery, the album Discovery in 2001, with a song Voyager, that it will transfer maybe into Something About Us, and then one more time. I don't know if a transfer will go well because I'm in the studio and it's kind of hard, but anyway, Voyager, here we go. 16 measures and then the bass drops. Now transferred into Something About Us.
Time. one more time.
I mean, this song kind of goes on, but it's definitely a bop. And so that was just Free Song from Daft Punk. Recently just, the group broke apart in a really sad video, and as I mentioned, unnecessary. But anyway, that was quite sad for any person who liked their music. Right, so let's move on. That's the four artists I wanted just, that I did mixes on, but I wanted to represent a little bit today, especially considering how Daft Punk, is no longer a band, which is, you know, very, very sad. But anyway, that was One More Time. It gets kind of repetitive, but it's definitely songs that are meant to be heard, like, in a club or, like, at a party, which is unfortunate because COVID does not like those things. Right, so that's the four artists I wanted to do mixes on. So now if you have song recommendation, I will listen to them and, well, I will take them and maybe do them. But anyway, this is One Last Cigarette by the band Camino with a really amazing video. An amazing music video that you should definitely watch on YouTube. So this is One Last Cigarette, the band Camino. And I'm gonna just crop out of One More Time. That's the band Camino, and I'm just checking if the sound is working. It is. It's kind of weird, as some people who have been on the show or have been in the studio might say, is that sometimes the sound just cuts outside of the monitors when you're speaking, which makes sense, but still, kind of confusing sometimes, because you can't tell whether the song is still playing. So this was, yeah, the band Camino, a really amazing band, and what I meant to say is there's also a really cool music video. And just one thing to mention really quickly about the drums in that song, there's like a double snare hit, which is done really well. just really cool drum beat that's been used in this song. It is just one of the reasons why I really like it. Anyway, we have a bit of time, so I thought I would do a song for my king, Diego, which is called Atonement by Kindred, who I feel like he's gonna really like it. So here we go into Atonement. It's a bit electronic, but I have a surprise for the end of the show, so stay tuned.
I take the weight on my shoulders as I feel the sky come down on me, and I can't hold it much longer, gonna let go so I can be free. Take the weight on my shoulders as I feel the sky come down on me.
Gonna have some syncopation coming up. It's when like it's the hits are offbeat, and it's gonna be really cool. And see if you can. Ow! I just got shocked by the board. See if you can like listen to it. It's gonna be in the drop. Let's go! Okay, and oh god, that's loud. That was for Diego, and I hope he enjoyed it. It's a really cool song. I knew the artist Kindred a little bit before, and he's released some cool stuff, and has been recognized by Deadmau5, which is a pretty great honor for any EDM artists. Anyway, let's move on and finish this show with Free Ferdy and then my little surprise. So here's Free Ferdy by AGR.
Never spoken with my mouth full. Yeah, that's a mouthful. And I'm doubtful that I could get these lyrics out, oh. Cause I think fast, but I sing slow. If I ever started rapping, they'd be laughing, they won't believe me. But I got so much I wanna say, so I'm thinking rappers, they got it easy. Someone told me to be selfless, but we are helpless without attention. So if no one's paying attention, then does my voice get to your headphones? You start thinking about the clock ticks, you get nervous, you start stressing. So how am I supposed to fit this in 3 minutes and 30 seconds?
Listen to my aching heart, quick before you skip the song. We are human after all, and we don't stay for long.
Someone told me to be selfless, but we are helpless without attention. Wealthy people learn the lesson and never donate without the press there. You wanna skip it if it's wordy, but fit the whole song in 3:30. I thought I had the ADHD, but that's a real thing, and I'm just lazy.
Listen to my aching heart, quick before you skip the song.
That's going to be our last song before my little surprise. I think I could go on for a little bit into maybe after 5, but I'm just going to end it at 12. At 1 a.m. today. And what I'm going to be playing in the background is a song called Dearly Dearest. So this is my little surprise. It's an artist I really like. So before I end this, Ovik might be my favorite producer, and he recently released a new album 2 days ago. An album called What a Wonderful World. So you're listening right now to Dearly Dearest. Ow, I got shocked again. What is wrong with the board? You're listening to Dearly Dearest. Of his album are Dearly Dearest, now I know who I'm meant to be, what I dreamt I'd be. Despite my unaccompaniment, I take a little breather and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. And on that note, ladies and gentlemen, here is What a Wonderful World by Ovik. Of WMFO in Medford.
Thank you.
that's going to be it for my show. Thank you, everybody who listened. It means a lot. And I love being back in the studio. And this show is going to be every week on Tuesday mornings. So thank you for listening.
Hi, this is Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5.